Hey guys, it's Payne here. Just FYI, today's episode is a little bit shorter than normal, but for good reason. Things are starting to heat up. From Tenderfoot TV in Atlanta, this is Up and Vanished. I'm your host, Payne Lindsay.
She told me one day, it was like the fourth day. She's like, Sam, do you believe women's intuition? I said, I don't know why. And she said, I think you got me pregnant that first day, that first night. And I think back, you know, and I think, folks, if they killed her, they killed my kid too.
No, he's a complete liar. There's no woman's intuition bullshit that Ashley had to talk about. Ashley at the time knew she was pregnant and she knew who she was pregnant by.
Kimberly, Ashley's sister.
He's a complete liar. Nobody understands that Ashley knew that she was already pregnant before she even met Sam.
After speaking with Sam for the second time, I shared his remarks with Kimberly. Before Ashley went missing, she had told her grandmother that she was indeed pregnant. Kimberly later spoke to her grandmother and learned all this after the fact. But apparently, Sam was not the father. I was given another man's name. He was a family friend, and for right now, I will not be sharing his name publicly. We spoke on the phone for about a half hour, and he admitted to me that about a month before Ashley went missing, she told him that she was pregnant and that she believed the baby was his. Obviously, this is pretty big information. From my own research, what I can tell is that this man had absolutely no contact with Ashley anywhere near the time she went missing. At this point in time, I don't believe this man is a suspect. Then again, nothing is off the table yet, and I'll continue to look down this avenue. In this case, three names come up repeatedly. Sam McDonald, Paul Valenzuela, who is V-Dog, and Tashina Running Crane, aka T.
Not once did we say that she killed Ashley. Only thing that we asked Tashina was, where is Ashley? But she kept telling us that we keep saying that she killed her. And for many years, I never said she killed my sister. She was the one that put that into our words because it was too hard to even say she's dead or she was killed. Tashina, she never wanted to talk, but she was always close. And we would go search, she'd always pop up or she'd drive by. And when Ashley went missing, she would park on the road. And there was this little tree that you can see, and it was her little green car. And it was always parked really close to our house. And I would be up all night and smoking cigarettes. And early in the morning, you'll see her drive by. And she didn't even live there anymore. So why'd she keep driving by? Keep in touch and see where we're going. All I wanted was for her to help me find Ashley. She was the one that told on herself. Like, we're family. Why are you acting so weird?
In the first month after Ashley went missing, Kimberly met with T in person.
We're talking about Ashley. And she was just telling me about all these men that she's sleeping with and all these men that she's been with. And she claimed that she's been with this officer. And then right then when she was saying that, all these cop cars flew by. There were all these big cop cars. They all fly by in a line. And she freaks out. She freaks out and she wants to find her phone. And she told me to help her look for her phone in her car. And so we're helping looking for the phone. And we found her phone under the seat. And the first person she called was that officer. the Officer Badoo. He worked for BLES, the Blackfeet Law Enforcement.
For whatever reason, T discloses to Kimberly that she was in a relationship with a Blackfeet police officer. His name is Kenny Berdue. According to Kim, when T saw a bunch of cop cars fly by, she panicked, and she went for her phone to call him.
It was on speakerphone, and it said, "You reached Officer Berdue," and then right then and there, he called back. He said, "Don't worry. Don't worry. It's not about Ashley."
Kimberly not only found this relationship odd and suspicious, but very frustrating.
At that time, we weren't able to get a hold of any officer because nobody would answer our phone calls. But for them to call back a suspect right away,
there's a reason why we have all these protests with these law enforcement.
In Ashley's final days, she stayed with Sam. She was eventually taken to Divide to be picked up by Paul Valenzuela. And from that point, the trail goes cold. Sam was supposedly asleep, so he didn't see Ashley get in the car with anyone. But if Sam isn't lying here, then she did leave with someone that day. But was it Paul? And where did they go? Several rumors began surfacing in town.
We were told that Paul picked Ashley up and they went out to Birch Creek. That's where they stayed at, in this trailer. That her and Paul was fixing up.
Is that trailer still there?
Yeah. We were told by a witness that went to go buy drugs there. Said that T and Ashley and them were over there fighting. They're fighting.
I haven't been able to make contact with the person who told Kimberly this story, but if it is true, any sighting of Ashley after Sam fell asleep in his car is huge information. According to the witness, Ashley was seen fighting with T at a trailer her and Paul shared.
And we searched that trailer. Behind that trailer, it has the biggest grizzly bears. And we talked to the bear man and the game warden. He said the biggest bears are in Babb and in Birch Creek. And those are the two places that we searched for Ashley in. These bears are big as smart cars. And we went searching behind the trailer in Birch Creek. We were searching with a group. We were getting chased by one behind us and one in front of us. They were just like huffing and puffing, and you can just hear them breaking branches and behind us. And then there was one over here making a noise, and he was coming this way, and so we took off that way. These bears were out there.
Yeah.
And are they the type to move their things that they find? Are they a type to move what they find and what they eat? Do they move them? And so we went into the bears' places to check if they moved her. Because they find things, you know, the bears. They find things. They can move things. Because there's so many grizzly bears back there. We had an angel on our shoulder, I guess, because we didn't get ate that time. We searched that trailer. We walked in. The walls were painted, they were just painted. Parts of the things were ripped up in the back room, though there was no floor, it was all ripped up. It was very weird. We were searching in the back of that trailer. We found something of Ashley's. Nobody knows that we found something about Ashley. It was found in those trailer by that trailer. But nobody knows that. We found her shorts. Bloody shorts.
The bloody shorts that Kimberly found, that she believed belonged to Ashley, are still currently being tested by law enforcement. Whether this trailer is significant or not, something else very odd occurred here.
So we were searching with this officer from Ponderay County. He went to search with us in this one area, and he got a phone call. He's like, "I just got a call. This T is burning up the trailer there," and he took off. They called the cops and said that she was burning the trailer down. She tried to burn the trailer down. T put the house on fire, and that was supposedly where Ashley might have made it. She made it out there.
This incident is completely and 100% verifiable. Multiple witnesses have corroborated that T attempted to burn down that trailer. The plot here continues to thicken. and this back and forth is driving me nuts.
This is it's a very crazy story, but I believe that we can get into it. We can crack it, you know? They will all fall on each other.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Scott Weinberger, investigative journalist and former deputy sheriff.
I'm Anna Siga Nicolazzi, former New York City homicide prosecutor.
And we're back together with a brand new podcast.
Homicide 360.
It's a show that examines every angle.
Because the impact of murder goes far beyond the headlines.
I looked up and there was a gun in my face.
We did a large grid search of that area.
What did we miss? What went wrong?
You'll hear from the people who lived it.
Loved ones, survivors, investigators, and prosecutors. The pain.
Is she breathing?
No, get here.
And the strength.
I did it. We got him.
These are real victims, real families.
They centered the victim always.
Every angle.
Every life.
This is Homicide 360.
Subscribe now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
After my first phone call with T, we continued to chat for several weeks. She seemed very willing to talk to me, but she was hesitant about doing an official interview. In order to really get the facts straight here, this has to happen. So I made my plea for a sit-down interview.
What part of Montana are you staying in these days?
I don't want to say. I live a peaceful life.
I was going to ask you if you had any time to meet this week.
I'm not going to do that again.
I mean, look.
You can say whatever you want. What those ABC News people did to me, no.
I'm not ABC News, though. I don't work for any sort of news organization. I'm fully independent. If you really had nothing to do with this, this is your chance to let everybody know that that's the fact.
I will meet with you.
Excellent. We agreed to meet the next day in the parking lot of a casino. I made the drive, parked the car, and I waited.
Oh my goodness.
And waited.
Yep.
It had been about 30 minutes, and I was starting to think that maybe this wasn't going to happen. Then she texted me. Change of plans. A new location.
Hey, what's up?
I'm not giving you an address. Go to 7th. Google it.
Okay. And so when I get to 7th, do I go left or right?
You go right.
Okay.
Where the hell am I going here? I don't like this at all.
Yeah, I'm pulling up here in a second.
Okay, take a right.
Okay.
Keep going.
Okay.
All the way down to the bridge. Pull up and park there and then come in.
I was quickly relieved to find that I was meeting T in a local park, out in public. She had one of her friends with her, but the first thing she told me was not to record this. So I didn't. Off-the-record conversations at this point are useless, so I was a little frustrated. I'm really trying to help here, and I can't help anyone if you're not talking on record with me. So my investigation continued. During my second meeting with Sam McDonald, he told me that I needed to speak to a lady named Wendy, and that she had some valuable information regarding Ashley. In the call here, Wendy is referring to T.
She came down to where we live. It's like way off of Mountain Road. She said that her boyfriend was harassing her. She just said that she was having trouble with her boyfriend and basically that she wanted to scare him away. She was high and she was just saying that, you know, she was having trouble with her boyfriend, that he keeps harassing her and kicking in the door. And she borrowed a gun. She was going to have the gun for safety. That was just before all of this happened.
Did T pick up that gun in person or did you leave it out for her?
She picked it up in person. It's like not like a handgun. It was like a gun.
Like a long gun?
Yeah. And I never did see the gun again. I never seen it again. You know, I was naive at the time. I didn't really think anything of it until when I started like going through the scenarios of like how weird she was acting. She was high and she was dealing drugs. I don't know if she used that gun and I don't know what happened, but I do believe that she has something to do with it. My husband lives at Star School. That's where he used to live, and we were at his mom's a lot. His stepdad's place, it's about a mile from Star School. I noticed that her mother's car had been parked there. She said it broke down, but it was a really nice, fancy, like, Cadillac car. It was new. It was a Cadillac. It was nice. And she said, oh, yeah, I'm going to get it moving. It broke down. My friend, he hauls cars and crushes them. She was determined to have him get that car out of there and crush it. That's what he did, is he just kind of went around and picked up cars and crushed them and got paid for it. He got the car and crushed it, and I don't know where he took it to. He got the car, he picked it up and had it crushed. And she paid him through drugs.
Why do you think she'd want to crush a car that was in good shape?
Because she probably did something wrong in it. I don't know. Like, why would you crush it?
One of the most unique things about this podcast is that towards the end of it, what you're hearing starts to catch up with real time. A few nights ago, I was hanging out with a friend when I got a video message from T.
Hey, Payne, it's Tashina. So why don't you go ahead and put this video on your podcast? Because I'm going to put what you told me and everything like that when we first met, because guess what? I recorded our whole conversations from day one. And you could actually put that on there too and mention how you believed me and how you coaxed me into it and all this and that and you know, all that good stuff, you know, and you know, just post that so I could post about you so nobody can actually be interviewed by you anymore because you lie like ABC News. You're a liar. You lied. I seen it tonight. Fuck you, Payne. You've lost my respect. I'm gonna make sure that nobody fucking ever talks to you again.
Well, that's not good. I immediately called her back.
You said that you were just going with it. You sat there and told me that you believed me, and then you're like, I'm gonna roll with it.
I mean, I am rolling with it.
Well, be honest and tell the people the truth, what you told me.
If I said that I believed something, then I did. Doesn't mean that my opinion can't evolve.
Well, mine either, but can I sit there and post what you said?
Whatever you want, sure, I don't care.
Not really sure what she's talking about here, but I can understand her frustration.
You weren't just the only one recording.
That's fine. You can post whatever you want. Like, I'm not, you know.
I wouldn't have taken any chances because of ABC News.
I get it. I don't blame you. I mean, I would probably do the exact same thing. I'd do the same thing.
It's not my job to be anyone's friend here, but I treat everyone with the same respect. If I discover valuable information about her disappearance, it's going in this podcast. For the record, I don't think T did it. I don't think Paul did it, or Sam did it. But being as objective as possible here, their names are synonymous with Ashley's case. Everyone will get their chance to share their side of the story. The only way to clear things up for good is to sit down with T on record and go over everything. So I did that.
Hit record on the other image screen.
Is this recording?
Let's go. Let's
record. Cool. Yeah. Let's go. You want to
fix this? Here, record.
Where do I? Just here. Anywhere?
Yeah. Clip it if it's easier.
Cool.
Well, thank you for meeting me, obviously. Your name is just central in this.
I know.
For whatever reason. And I think that by telling your story in its entirety, it can help us find out what happened here.
Mm-hmm.
Next time on Up and Vanished.
Up and Vanished is a production of Tenderfoot TV, created, hosted, and edited by Payne Lindsay. Executive producers are Payne Lindsay and Donald Albright. Original score by Makeup and Vanity Set. Our theme song is Ophelia by Ezra Rose. Sound design, mixing, and mastering by Cooper Skinner. Additional production by Cooper Skinner, Eric Quintana, and myself, Mike Rooney. Our cover art is by Trevor Eiler. Special thanks to Grace Royer and Oren Rosenbaum at UTA. Ryan Nord, Jesse Nord, and Matthew Papa at The Nord Group, Station 16, Beck Media and Marketing, as well as Chris Cochran and the team at Cadence 13. Visit us on social media at Up and Vanished, or you can visit us at upandvanished.com where you can join in on our discussion board. If you're enjoying Up and Vanished, tell a friend, family member, or coworker about it, and don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review on Apple Podcasts. Thanks for listening.
The Hulu original series, Furious, is coming to Hulu and Hulu on Disney Plus on July 27th. From Liz Merriweather, the Emmy-nominated executive producer of Dying for Sex and The Dropout, comes a gripping psychological thriller. Starring Emmy Rossum as Alice Black, Furious follows a rookie FBI agent on the hunt for Catherine, played by Lola Pettycrew, a mysterious and calculating female serial killer. While Alice upholds justice, Catherine kills for it, terrorizing the rich and powerful men of New York in her pursuit of vengeance. As their twisted game of cat and mouse unfolds, the lines between good and evil begin to blur, with shocking crimes, tangled relationships, and secrets that change everything. Alice discovers there's a thin line between hunter and prey. Watch the Hulu original series, Furious, on July 27th, streaming on Hulu and Hulu on Disney Plus for bundle subscribers. Terms apply.